Welcome to the Norwegian Storyteller, a podcast with storytelling perspectives from the North, hosted by Line Constelli, pardon my new English. Working as a storyteller, I have always told other people's stories. Now I tell fragments of my own story. At the same time, I also give you perspectives I have gained from participating in other people's stories. I also encourage you to tell your own story, because I have seen that the world needs this. So what are we waiting for? Let's tell stories together. Follow this podcast for inspiration and talk with me and other storytellers at my Patreon. I feel so sour today. This makes me crispy. You think I'm on a berry trip? Don't be so apple handsome. You are so high on a pear and you also cry over milk you just spilled. There's holes in the moss. Does this give any meaning to you? I guess not. Let's have some fun with Norwegian fun facts one more time. 1. Today we'll learn how fruitful the quirky parts of the Norwegian language is. Let's start the journey. Sur. The word sur is translated into sour. Like the English word, it also describes the food. The lemon is sour. In English is sitronen sur in Norwegian. But it also describes a feeling. I feel so sour means that you are grumpy and irritated. Sprø is crispy in English. It describes the consistency of the food, like Kentucky fried chicken are crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. But it's also the same word for crazy. In other words, crispy Norwegians equals sprø nordmenn. Bærtur. Du på bærtur literally translates to you are on a berry trip in English. This idiom is used to describe someone who is mistaken or wrong about something. It implies that the person is not thinking clearly or being naive. For example, if someone believes a rumor without verifying the facts, you could say you are really on a berry trip. That actually means apple handsome, and it describes someone who is overly confident or cheeky in a bold way. It has been widely used in writing since the 1990s. Interestingly, it might have its roots in the Swedish term belkek, which means apple quick or apple lively. This Swedish expression emerged in the 1950s and was used to describe someone who is healthy, overly confident, and lively. So when you encounter someone who is a bit too full of themselves, you can playfully say they are being äpplekäck. Høy på pæra actually means high on pear, and it means that you have a little too much confidence. I don't know why we use pears to explain that, but the fruit really tastes good. Ikke gråt over spilt melk. Don't cry over spilled milk. But that is actually used in English language as well, so that was a bad suggestion. But last and not least, the winner of the quirky words competition. Ugler i mosen. That is a delightful Norwegian expression. It literally translates to owls in the moss. But what does that really mean? Let's unravel the quirky phrase. When Norwegians say there are ugler i mosen, they're signaling that something is fishy or suspicious. It's like saying there's something not quite right here. In the historical context, the expression harks back to Norway's colonial past. Before oil made Norway the richest Scandinavian country, it was colonized by neighbors. Denmark lost the power in 1814. And then turned the apple-handsome Norwegians to the Swedes, who tried to control the crispy Norwegians until they gave up in 1905. Denmark influenced Norwegian language expressions in many ways. The Danish expression, det ole i mosen, meaning there are wolves in the swamp, was used to describe shady business. The word ole referred to wolves in the Jutland dialect. Over time, the wolves in Denmark were actually extended, but the expression survived. Norwegians adapted it, replacing wolves with owls, and yeah, ugler i mosen was the new term. I don't fully understand that either, but... So, are you ready for more fun facts from Norway? I promise you an episode about the Marius pattern, the pattern I am using on my logo. That will come in the next episode with fun facts. But before that, I might talk about something meaningful and something to reflect on. See you next time. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember to follow me on Instagram. You're also invited to join the wonderful storytelling community we share at my Patreon. You will find the links in the description of this podcast. I'm the Norwegian storyteller. Let's tell stories together.